Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's look back to Sunday's game. Ravens whooped up on the Browns. Let's see who won bounce back fallback. Book of the Bone. Lamar throws for over 220 and a half yards and Book of the Bone, that was a heck of a number.
Yeah, you nailed it.
225 was Lamar's total. Both you guys bounced back. Jason, you thought 237. Derrick Henry rushes for 95 and a half yards. Not even close. That was 23. Both you guys bounced back. Jason, you thought 101. Mark Andrews scores a touchdown. He did not. He had one catch for 2 yards.
He dropped one.
Jason, you fell back. You thought 4 catches for 42 yards. No touchdown, though. Can you bounce back? Ravens score in the 30s again. They scored in the 40s. 41. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back. You said 27, 28, 29 range. Ravens
offensive points.
Points are points.
Ravens score in the 30s.
Yeah.
Ravens forced 2 turnovers. They did a pick and a fumble return for a touchdown. Jason, you fell back, thought 1. Can you bounce back? You thought 2 turnovers by the end of the first half.
Yeah, I was bold, Bone.
You were bold. Still got the point, though.
That's right.
Good on you, though, Ken. Ravens sacked Joe Flacco 3 times or more.
Why don't you two get a room?
They did not. 2 sacks.
This whole thing's an inside job. Yeah,
both,
anyway.
Both you guys bounce back. Jason,
Ben
you thought
knows.
3 sacks.
Ben's dying in there. He knows. He knows. I cracked the code.
Whatever. Ben's the one that... Whatever. Right, we'll save it. Well, Ben's going to be in Ken's place on Friday.
Yeah.
Ravens hold Joe Flacco to under 235 and a half yards. They did 199. Jason, you fell back. Over 250, might go over 275, is what you said. Can you fell back? Ravens hold Jerry Jeudy under 55 and a half yards receiving. He had 51. Jason, you fell back. You thought 69 yards.
Yeah. Oh, nice, Jason.
Can you bounced back? Ravens cover the 11 and a half.
That was a gift to the Bone.
Ravens cover 11 and a half. They did easily, 24. Jason, you fell back. You thought 7, 8, 9 range. Ken, you fell back as well. Game goes over the 45.5 point total. It did easily, in large part because of the Ravens. 58. Ken, you bounce back. Jason, you bounce back as well with 48. Ken won 5-3.
Nice.
5-3. We'll do some Orioles in Thursday Night Football. Gunnar Henderson has not homered, Ken.
Hits it in the ground good, though.
Since August 24th. Gunnar Henderson homers by the time we do this Friday. So that's
not a lot.
It's three today. Games. Mm. It's 3 games. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no off day.
Okay. Oh.
3 Bone, games.
Thanks for pointing that out because I was going to fall back. But yes. Now with the extra game.
Hey. Looking out for you, Ken.
I'm gonna bounce back, Bone. I'm gonna Gunnar, man, it's been a struggle. But yes, I'm gonna bounce back.
Jason.
Yankee Stadium should be good to him, but
it's Baltimore. Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's here. Oh, yeah.
Next week's Yankees. Sam,
but that point
I'm
still
looking out for yes. you.
That point still holds, though. Yes, Gunner, yes. The Yankee Stadium should be good for.
But yeah. the poolside power hasn't Doesn't really been that. There lately, and it's getting cold.
It is getting cold.
It
Jason.
Is getting cold.
Bone's prepping for surgery.
Yes,
winter is coming. Yeah,
it's November. It's 2 months away.
Mentally,
Bone's gonna have a second.
I don't. I'm gonna say that the home run funk continues there. As Mr. Bone.
As a fallback for those at home. Tyler Wells gets the start tomorrow against yes. the White Sox. Mm.
That's a day game, right, Bone?
It is. Yes. 2 o'clock.
I like the first five under in that game.
No Nerfy?
No. I got burned on a Nerfy last night.
Uh-oh.
Leiter throwing a ball into the outfield.
Tyler Wells allows 2 earned runs or fewer tomorrow. Jason.
From your lips to my account, bro. Let's ride that lightning.
Say bounce back. Ken?
I'm going to bounce back as well, Bone. I was impressed with what I saw from Tyler Wells in his last outing. And the White Sox stink.
Speaking of that.
Guy pitching for them tomorrow is pretty good.
But it's just about Tyler Wells and what he gives up.
Orioles. Just
telling you about the first 500.
Orioles got swept by the Blue Jays over the weekend. Ken, they sweep the White Sox. Already one down.
What's it, Mean Dean tonight?
Mean Dean tonight.
I'm going to fall back, Bone.
I think Mean Dean's going to be in some pain tonight.
I have not liked what I've seen from Mean Dean of late.
Forearm tightness.
No, they're not sweeping this series. Let's get Moo Man hitting a 3-run homer tonight?
He's got a Weaver.
He might be on one of his hot streaks, Jason, back-to-back days. To Thursday Night Football. Bills. Dolphins. Josh Allen scores a rushing touchdown. Jason?
If you look at what he does against Miami, he kills him with his arm. He doesn't usually have to activate his legs so much. He's 7-0 against Miami. At home, Bills average 38 points per game in those contests. And Cook's been getting in pretty good himself on the ground.
We'll get to
I'm
Cook.
Playing this game a lot of different ways, but that one doesn't scream out to me.
As a fallback.
I think he could throw for three.
Throws I think for could, three.
Unless I don't want to take away some of your thunder. There.
No,
you
no,
you can get 3-1 on that some places right now, right around 3-1. I think he might throw for three.
I don't know. Something to me tells me that Josh Allen's running for a touchdown, so I'm going to bounce back.
As a bounce back, Jason just mentioned James Cook, his rushing total, Ken, 61.5 yards in Book of the Bone. He goes over that.
So his total 61.5?
61.5 rushing.
Doesn't he lead the league in rushing right now? After I'm going to bounce back, Bone.
Book of the Bone could be.
Book of the Bone's on it. I'm not criticizing Book of the Bone. They're on it. And maybe Book of the Bone's playing chess here trying to get people
That's
to play.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
But I'm going to bounce back on this one.
Jason. I think this is an opportunity for them to feed the fake MVP stats. He's a hell of a player. He shouldn't have been the MVP. That Miami back end looks really bad, and there's not much of a pass rush.
Not as bad as Bone's
and
back
I think Cook. Whoa, I think Cook would do some damage scrimmage wise, but I don't know about volume in the run game. So I'll say 58.
58, that is a fallback for those at home.
Couldn't resist, Bone, I'm sorry.
I pulled this number because it's intriguing. Tyreek Hill, his over-under in Book of the Bone, 68.5 yards.
Oh, come on, Bone.
Jason, he goes over that total.
I think he has an explosive against some just extreme prevent coverage and garbage time because McDaniel's trying to save his job. So he's got to try to sell points. He's got to try to sell it to quarterback and get it done with me. And I think I'm not worried about the Bills not covering here. That number's gotten really extreme. There's some serious backdoor situations. I'm playing it at 6.5. Not it's pushing towards 13 now. I think they're trying to trade him. They're trying to prop him up for trade, and I think he might get a deep cheapie.
Ken?
Late.
What's the number again?
68.5.
I'm going to fall back, Bone. I don't like the vibes of that football team right now.
Lastly, Jason mentioned the spread. Book of the Bone has the Bills as 12.5-point favorites over the Dolphins. Can the Bills cover?
I'm bouncing back on that, Bone. I just think I don't know that Mike McDaniel, when I come back from Oklahoma, they might have an interim head coach. Mm.
We're all over this game at WannaBet, which you can watch live on my Twitter at Jason Lockenfor. Broadcast at noon pretty much every day. We
YouTube
do it seven
too,
days
right?
a week. YouTube.com/@WannaBet with us. Soon to be, eventually, soon, I guess, depending on your definition of soon, on a whole bunch of other platforms.
Odyssey?
We'll see.
Okay.
That's the word on the street. That's what I've been hearing.
So there's a lot I like in this game.
Come on, corporate.
But I just worry about that number. Like, I and they're not good. If you look at Allen historically having to cover double-digit numbers, he doesn't do it. So I think they win by, like, I think they very well could win by 9 or maybe even 10, but I don't know about the 13.
So a fallback. Fallback for Jason.
Coming up next, I don't know if you knew this, but the Ravens play the Lions Monday night. Well, they've played the Lions recent vintage. What did those games look like? We will recap next for you here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm a fan. Highlight there from a couple years back. Remember when the Lions came into town? They were 5-1 going against the 4-2 Ravens, and the Ravens were up 28-0 at the half and coasted to a 38-6 win over these Detroit Lions. The time prior, and these are both Lamar Jackson era, that was the Justin Tucker 66-yard field goal game. Yeah. Where the other thing I remember about that game, Jason, Hollywood Brown, I think, dropped like 9 touchdowns in that game.
Oh, yeah. He was running free in the end zone.
So those were the last two times that these two teams played, Ravens winning both, one in a laugh or the other, courtesy of a record.
It's just interesting because you go back to that game in 23, and it was like a litmus test game for the Ravens. And it was like they got pissed off about all the hype about the Lions, this dome team who haven't won anything, coming to Baltimore, and like the fact that people thought maybe the Ravens were in trouble or that the Lions were the better team. And even though these are not clubs that meet very often, they're not in the same conference, there's no sort of rivalry whatsoever. Remember how guys were freaking out coming out of the tunnel, like yelling and all, all fired up and screaming. Yeah, and then it was a total beatdown. I don't think this is going to be 38-6. I do think the Ravens are in a good spot here. I think they're going to be able to find some joy throwing on the Lions. But you go back and you think about that game, and this is obviously 2023. This is a patchwork run game, right? This is way before
this was
King
Gus
Henry
Bus
gets here. Yeah, and just the ability to eviscerate them on a per play basis was just staggering. And it was one of those games where you just felt like they it was the men against the boys, and in that first half they could do anything they wanted whenever they wanted.
Just hear the first 7 drives of this game. Ravens touchdown, Lions 3-and-out, Ravens touchdown, Lions 3-and-out, Ravens touchdown, Lions 3-and-out, Ravens touchdown. 28-0. The Lions hadn't even had a first down at that point It was just utter domination in that football
game. They averaged 9.6 yards per play in the first half of that game. They had 355 total yards in the first half of that game. 100 on the ground, 255 through the air. They had 18 first downs in the first half.
Disgustingly good.
Of that game, while averaging 12.1 net yards per attempt. Like, they held the ball for 20 minutes, racked up over 350 yards, 6.3 per rush, 9.6 per play. Like that's high school stuff. Like that's impossible.
They punched him in the mouth early, and the Lions didn't get up.
No,
that's what that was. Now I don't know if it's going to be that level Monday night. I also don't know if the Lions are like, can they duplicate what Cleveland did early against the Ravens? I don't know that they like. I like Aiden Hutchinson. He ain't Myles Garrett.
He's pretty damn good.
He's good.
He's pretty good. I don't know. He's all the way back from injury and at the beast mode he was at before he got hurt. Like, at the moment he got hurt,
he was really good.
You could have convinced me he was the best pass rusher on the planet in that moment. Will they sell out to stop the run? Will the Ravens have some different wrinkles for them? Will the Ravens come out throwing? They've changed their spots under this new offensive coordinator. It used to be Montgomery would come out and be the power runner early and try to soften people up, and then Gibbs would come in. Gibbs has been getting much more action early in games, and Montgomery's been kind of getting in where he fits in. I think they want to run the offense through Gibbs. They've obviously emerged and evolved at the tight end position since this last meeting, and Laporta's a really good move tight end for them. And they've got weapons, and it's a really good offense. And what they did to Chicago, Sunday is pretty close to what the Ravens did to Detroit in Baltimore 2 years ago. I just don't know that the guy I'll be interested to see for me, like it's going to come down to Jameson Williams, and if he's able to provide explosives, then this game could get real loose and real weird. But like, if he's got to earn it and he's got to be taking bubble screens, and if he's got to rely on Yak, because St. Brown's not going to stretch you and beat you down the field.
But St. Brown,
we know tight ends are a problem.
St. Brown had 13 for 102 in that last meeting, and if Marlon's not healthy, that could be, but
they were it's over at halftime, and they're just letting those dudes compile. You got to really run first half, second half.
No, I know.
There wasn't much there, but, or anybody. But Amon-Ra
just is coming off a big game last week. Like, that guy, he beats you in a different way than J-Mo does, but he can beat you.
But that's the thing, these first two games, and going back to Buffalo when Josh Allen just absolutely torched him. They haven't been beaten over the top yet.
No.
Like, James Cook had the 50-yard catch and run, but that was at the line of scrimmage. Like, they haven't really given up any deep balls yet.
If you make them earn it, the offensive line is not the impenetrable offensive line. They're dealing with injuries right now. Goff's dealing with no Ben Johnson there anymore. I think he's a little vulnerable. But if he's able to hit explosives, if Williams has two or three big plays, then it's going to alter the course of the way this defense can act. It's probably going to scare them to blitz as much as they should. And then it could end up being a different sort of ball game. But I think the Ravens are in a good spot here. I like the fact that it's a night game on this surface, not in a dome. But I think what Williams is a danger man for me. It's a different level of offense if he's beating people downfield.
Ravens in line, that's Monday Night Football. Programming note, we'll be doing our show from the Horseshoe Casino on Monday from 2 to 5, and then it's Baltimore Game Day Uncensored at 5 o'clock at the casino.
And remember, Ken, that's where someone came up to Jason and asked about X-Factor.
Yes, that happened.
That happened.
That did happen. I was a witness to
once.
That. Yeah. No,
I think it was the same people who had already gotten you guys before.
They never. No, people like to come up to us, Jason. We give off that vibe. We're socially acceptable.
You're going to find me here? Yeah. You're going to find me walking my dog in my neighborhood?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where you're only going to find me. Definitely find
any
me in an airport.
Any dog's not on a leash? It's been a while since we've gotten
last we heard about dog walking, you were yelling
you
at somebody.
Yeah, almost got in a fight.
Yeah, they're
lately, they've been mostly leashed.
That's good.
Good to hear. Hey, Purple Rain in the forecast next. Do we trust the Ravens defense now after what we saw Sunday? And anything we're taking away from Sunday's game from Derrick Henry? We'll tell you next here on The Fan. Ravens coming off the 41-17 win over the Cleveland Browns. This was a week after their defense could not get off the field against the Buffalo Bills. And while this was still any kind of football game, the only touchdown the Browns were able to score was one that went right through Marlon Humphrey's hands on a fourth down play. So are we buying the
one he should have slapped down?
Yeah, he should have known as the ball's coming floating to him.
Punched that ball.
Should have punched it.
What did he used to call his punch?
Fruit punch.
He should have fruit punched it right into the ground.
Yeah.
For an incomplete pass.
Alas, it went through his hands and it was called for a touchdown by Cedric Tillman.
How dare he.
So are we buying what we saw on Sunday from this defense?
I'm buying that they needed to show something better than the previous week. I'm buying that they did that. I'm buying that Roquan Smith and some other people clearly said some things through the week. And then went out and backed it up from an early snap intensity way that showed them what a Ravens defense is supposed to look like. I'm buying that they seem to be more connected for the most part. Although, again, at the end of the first half, and specifically when throwing to tight ends, I think some things were not as buttoned up as they would like, even with a decrepit quarterback and whatever else and whatever that looked like. But it certainly was more cohesive. It was more aggressive. It was more intense. It was more physical. So, yes, they showed what they can do at, you know, against a lesser opponent and when highly, highly motivated. It does nothing for me if they're trying to nurse a 9-point lead against a Justin Herbert or a Josh Allen or, you know, an elite quarterback. And their defense starts getting exposed. Like, it's done nothing to make me think we couldn't, be playing here we go again. It's done nothing to make me think that that's a Super Bowl caliber defense. Like, I think they established a baseline. Let's see if they can back it up against, better teams. But I also think an edge group that left me wanting more from the giddy up is now already questions are being asked of it, and fewer and fewer options are out there elsewhere. So if we're talking about what's really going to resonate 4 months from now in a playoff push, is it going to be, oh, remember when they made Flacco look like he was 40 years old? Or is it going to be, yeah, Van Noy didn't do a lot all summer, and then like he didn't do a lot in a couple games, and then he got hurt, and then it was a soft tissue thing that bothered him all year, and Clowney went to Dallas. Remember when all that happened? I'm much more concerned that that becomes the lingering narrative from that game and not, Roquan scored a defensive touchdown and they blew out a bad Browns team.
It was still an impressive performance. And remember when we were doing the worry meter? What were you at, a 7?
And
I was a 3, and you made fun of me. But they did what they were supposed to do.
I bet you were fetal position at 10-10.
I was a fetal position. I didn't have
where
a
were
bet
you at the,
like,
half?
The national championship.
Where were you at the half?
This
you,
wasn't a fetal position.
Were you thumping your chest?
I wasn't thumping my chest, but the Browns did nothing offensively. They scored 3 points.
Yeah, it was 10-3.
Yeah, they did nothing offensively. They were getting after Joe Flacco. They forced turnovers. They did what they needed to do. If they didn't get after him, if they didn't force turnovers, then yeah, I'd be hitting the panic button. Now, I'm with you, Jason. Do I think this is a Super Bowl caliber defense because of that one performance? No. I think we're going to find out a lot more about this group on Monday night, where the Lions have a lot of firepower. They have a lot of guys on that offense that can beat you. This is going to be their first test ground game-wise with those running backs as well. So I'm encouraged by what I saw, but now, to use a Harbsism, let's stack them.
I feel, and we have a poll about this as well at IA1057 The Fan. I feel a little better because that's an NFL football team they played. They're the Cleveland Browns, but they're still an NFL football team, and they showed up on Sunday. And Roquan Smith looked the best I've seen him look in over a year.
He most definitely
looked fantastic, and Nate Wiggins had a great
game. Nate Wiggins played well, yes.
IA1057 The Fan, this is live until tomorrow. Ravens defense had a far easier time on Sunday versus a far lesser opponent. It was a necessary bounce back, but how much of it was the result with who they were playing? We ask you, Ravens flock. Did week two change your perception of this defense? Nope. Proving the playoffs, 49%, maybe a little, 41.7%, absolutely 9.4.
That you lunatic French. Like I said, I went maybe a little. I give it. Yeah. I feel like they had to show me something, and they did, but I still have to factor in the Browns. Quickly, Derrick Henry coming off a subpar performance, and give the Browns credit for some of that, but he also fumbled for the second straight game. Anything getting your spotty sense tingling at all with Derrick Henry, Jason?
Well, I just think it's odd that he's fumbled the ball two straight games, and he did it at the end of one, and he did it early in another one. So, you know, you just wonder a little bit about that getting in his head at all. I'll be really interested to see how the Lions approach this. Do they look at that Jim Schwartz film and say, let's fire our linebackers and some of our safeties and blitz gaps and see what happens? Do they think highly enough of their secondary to do that? They're under new management, right, on both sides of the ball, so you can't just go back to what they did previously. Like, I think they're going to be pretty leveraged, and I think they're going to have to pick their poison. They know they can't stop both. Like, do they want to take away the big play? Is it like the potential big play to Zay and Bateman, or do they want to try to mitigate Derrick Henry? And part of that will probably have to do with what their offense looks like early on. And, hey, is Goff pushing the ball downfield against these guys, or is he under fire? I think because of where this game's played and the timing of it so early in the season and all the newness over there for the Lions, like the Chicago Bears are not very good. Lions really suffered at the hands of the Packers, and I think the Packers are very good. And I think while the Ravens don't have a Michael Parsons, I think it's going to be a different challenge for them offensively and defensively than what they saw last week. So I think the Ravens take care of business. But yeah, Henry, if he were to fumble again, Henry, if he can't get going early in this game, it'll be a talking point. But
if he fumbles again, yeah, it's a talking point. But at this point, I'm not really all that concerned at all. The guy literally just rushed for 169 yards in the opener and was getting chunk runs, and it was extremely effective. I think you give the Browns a lot of credit. You give Jim Schwartz a lot of credit for slowing him down, but Ravens still won by 24 points.
Ravens and Lions, that's Monday Night Football. Coming up next, though, we got to get the text today, preview tomorrow's show, and most importantly, get you ready for Baltimore baseball. And only a number of those left as the Orioles season closing out. It's the Bone and Jim Hunter, and it's at 6 here on The Fan. Bone, are you counting down the BBTs?
Well, he's only got the road ones. Yeah,
that's right.
I think I only have two left.
Really?
Tonight?
Because not tomorrow.
It's a lot of
day
home games.
Yeah.
They got the homestand beginning Thursday. And then they're at Yankee Stadium to finish the year.
Wow.
Well, so it's tonight and next Friday. It's
crazy. Boom. Well, let's get the text of the day.
Snuck up on me.
It did always sneaks up.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text of the day comes from Pete in Baltimore, who says, I can't see the Orioles bringing back Mancelino next season. Would be a slap in the face to the fan base, and next season would be on par with 2025. This would be the final straw for me.
Yeah. What's promoting a guy and not ever getting around to telling you about it? What is that? That's not a slap in the face?
I think it is. I think the lay fan would lose their mind, though, if the field manager.
I think the fan base would really...
You think they care?
I don't think they care.
There were 10,000 open seats at a playoff game, and their response to that was Gary Sanchez and Tyler O'Neill and this 36-year-old Japanese guy nobody's ever heard of.
Well, we do now.
And 40-something Charlie Morton.
It's you.
They don't care.
Oh, I just... Hey, I'll give you full credit if it happens.
I'm not rooting for it.
Man... That would be something entirely if they brought Mancelino back, because I'm not going to disparage him, but I don't think he seems to know what he's doing. I just did disparage him, but I did it in a nice way.
you didn't say with all due respect.
Yeah, you got to couch it with all due respect.
That's been your biggest mistake throughout all
this,
Jason.
It'll be a fascinating managerial and GM search, and they'll fight.
No Skip Schumacher for you?
They'll fight like hell. He's not, come on. Guy like him, come on, stop. Man's lived a little bit. No, he's not coming here. He's not working for this guy.
I did like your Girardi idea.
How great would it be? How great would it be?
That would be.
He'd be leaking stuff to his buddy Jack. The Yes Network would have all the dirt on the Orioles. He'd be telling his boy Jack Curry after the game. Could you believe they tried to make me have Kowser hit cleanup? Who do they think they're dealing with? Yeah. This ain't a Manzolino production. I'm Joe Bleeper Girardi.
The first time they email him the lineup.
Dude,
would be.
I'm just telling you, they're going to try to fight to keep it all under wraps. It's going to be wild, and I mean, whenever they get around to doing it, because you know they're never pressed about any time never matters. As long as we have a skipper for the first game in Fort Myers, so maybe you could miss the bus and be late to it or whatever. As long as we got somebody by then, we're all right.
Bone, what do we got on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we got Best Bets with Tim Murray.
Ah.
We'll talk to former GM Jim Duquette about the promotion for Mike Elias to team president.
Yeah, I'm very interested to hear what Jim says about this, because obviously...
Yeah, because it's totally normal.
Yeah, because this is the world he...
Because this is how big league teams operate, this is how Bush League teams operate.
That's coming up tomorrow at 2, but don't change that dial, because coming up next... Baltimore
you don't
baseball.
Get to hear Bone do this very, no. for like it's going away.
And Bone's got ice cream in the freezer too, so
he's all
be
hopped
up
on banana nut.
Yeah, it's Baltimore baseball tonight. It's the Bone. It's Jim Hunter. It's coming up at 6 here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.